Celebrity News! And we're back with a brand new episode of Nerdy News. We got someone over here,
Melissa.
And then over there,
David.
And then I'm Nishma. Emmett's not here today because he's doing something dumb. Anyways, we're going to move on from that. All right, so what are we talking about today?
Deadpool.
My man. Ooh, the trailer. Did everybody see the trailer?
I did.
I just saw it. Did you see the trailer?
I sent it to you.
We're watching. Yeah, we're watching.
She was the first to send it.
I know. Yeah, I forgot. Okay. Anyways.
Oh my god.
What did we think about the new Deadpool trailer?
It's awesome. I liked it. I don't know. I love Deadpool. You guys hate Deadpool, but
it's just. It was...
I don't hate Deadpool. It's just to me, it's this kind of movie that you see twice and it's okay.
What?
You're done.
You know, I don't want to admit it, but it's definitely a man movie. Like the jokes are like really dumb. Like just things that men would like. No offense, men. No offense.
You know I'm right here, right?
You're a man? I'm just kidding.
Really?
He's a man. I'm sorry, did I offend you?
Not my wife.
Did I offend you? Your wife is defending you. You should feel special right now.
I do.
All right. What did we see in the new Deadpool trailer that stood out?
The X-Force. Ooh. Definitely.
Yeah, who's the X-Force? Can you explain that? Because I was like half expecting him to be like we're the X-Men. And I was like, why did he say X-Force? Is that how it starts? Like, oh, we're the X-Force?
It's a mercenary group.
So they're like the second X-Men? They're like the low-level
like
X-Men?
The lack of the X-Men universe.
So they do nothing except like little threats.
They're mercenaries.
They do little threats. Cable is a little threat.
Yeah. But here, in the movie, they're doing it backwards. Because in the comics, Cable is part of the X-Force. And this time, Deadpool is...
Part of the X-Force?
No, Deadpool is making... He makes the X-Force to stop Cable.
And in the movie, Cable is already in the X-Force?
From killing the fat dude.
Yeah, who is that dude?
I have no idea.
Okay, good point. Good question.
No idea who it is.
Okay. I like the new characters. That's cool.
I like Domino. Yeah.
I like that they brought back his wife, because they usually don't do that.
This is girlfriend, not his wife.
I thought they were married.
Not yet.
Oh, well, she ain't got married, and now he's too ugly.
That's
I'm
real
kidding.
Love. That's real love.
I was just expecting you to say something else, but okay.
That's real love.
Melissa, how did you feel about the trailer?
Well, I like the trailer. I think there is like more that we saw in the other movie. No offense. It's just, you know, another episode of it. I love the old lady. That is
with
my
the gun.
Favorite.
She's like, I can't see, but I'm going to point over here real
quick.
Yeah,
that is my favorite character of the movie.
Yeah, my favorite part of the first movie was when he was like, he had the little hand.
Yeah.
And she was,
trying to touch
yeah,
him.
And she was talking to him. And I was like, oh my God, it's happening right now. That was literally the best part of the entire thing. Anyway.
What do you guys think of the X-Force?
I don't know who they all are.
But what do you think about them being the movie with Deadpool and Cable, which are two like huge characters in the Marvel universe?
Then I really hope they're not boring, because the other two people on the first movie were pretty boring. They didn't do shit.
Well, just Deadpool and Francis.
No, is that
well,
the is
well,
that
they have Colossus.
Colossus was in it.
Yeah.
He grabbed Colossus' butt in this one.
Yeah.
Did you see that? He was just like, I'm going to grab
but
your
butt. Yeah, and the X-Force, at least in the movie, there's Domino. There's Negasonic Teenage Warhead. That's a long name.
You know, I wonder if they're going to continue doing the breaking of the fourth wall in this one, because it looks like he's not really breaking the fourth wall in the trailer.
I think they're just going to leave it
you
for,
know
the,
what I mean?
For the movie. Because they need to show a little bit more of the movie instead of just fourth like breaking.
Yeah,
the
that's
fourth
why
wall.
I didn't like it the first time, because it was just like too much focusing on him, like just kind of joking around, making
that makes
Deadpool movie.
I get it, but he was just like, I'm
like
gonna
you read,
be dumb.
When you read the comics,
movie,
yeah, that when you read the comics, that's Deadpool.
No, you know what they need
you
to do? They need to do a Deadpool Spider-Man movie, and it needs to be exactly like the memes that come out when Deadpool is trying to hug Spider-Man.
If they do that, they're going to still break the fourth wall and Spider-Man's going to ask him, what are you doing?
It's going to be great, though. It's going to be great.
If they didn't do that breaking the fourth wall thing, it wouldn't be a hit at all for me.
I guess.
Because it needed to happen. He needs to break the fourth wall every time.
I like that they brought the Indian guy back.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
I don't know if I already said
that. And then I noticed that besides the X-Force, he has the X-Force black suit, like the Deadpool with the black suit.
He does that?
Yeah.
You know that, I like, when Cable came out, I was looking at him and I was like, oh my god, it's Thanos. It's Thanos. Like, oh my god, he's gonna come out and be like, I'm Thanos. Like, no, that's wrong movie.
Yeah.
Anyways, moving on from Deadpool. What, you got something else to say?
Okay.
No, tell me.
No, go for it.
No, tell me.
No, go for it.
No, tell me.
No, go for it. I was going to talk about Terry Crews.
Tell me about Terry Crews.
It's in the movie.
As what?
Bill Dom.
Who's that?
Well, Bill Dom.
Who's that?
It's another missionary.
Why is he not in the trailer?
He's in the trailer.
He's in the trailer.
Where?
When he says this is the X, this is, I don't know, name it X-Force, and he's like, there.
He's just there.
There it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but that's not even what he says. He's just punched a guy.
You can't miss Terry Crews.
Okay, but he's here.
I guess.
He is in the movie.
I guess. He's going to do one of those Old Spice commercials. He's going to, like, raise his little pecs. Like, I am Terry Crews. What is he wearing?
A suit? Clothes?
Anyways, let's talk about the Ninja Turtle. No, Krypton. Let's talk about Krypton.
I loved it. I cried so much.
Why did you cry?
Girl, you...
First of all...
It's like, you... I've always wanted a series where I can go and visit Krypton, like see what Krypton was, and they gave us that. There were a little bit of comics here and there that showed something about Krypton, or it was only Kandor, Kandor City.
There you go.
So they showed that, and then to have a series that you have Krypton, like you're there. You're there. That is awesome.
I thought it was interesting that it was on sci-fi.
That worried me about.
That was, I was like, why is it on sci-fi? Like, what kind of, like, why do they have it?
At least it won't get canceled by Fox.
And he's laughing by himself. Okay, moving on. I really like the settings.
The sets?
Yeah, the sets. Settings, whatever. Sets were cool. Right?
I loved it.
I didn't really like the way it looked sometimes. Like the colors. Like they made it kind of maybe it was my TV, weird. I don't know, but
no, maybe it's just you are used to the other colors that we saw in the other movies. It's just that.
What are you doing?
What?
What's happening right now?
We lost him.
You said the colors, I started singing Pocahontas in my mind.
What? Oh my god. That was like so out of nowhere. Like, you're like, what the heck is happening right now?
I'm sorry, I just came out of my mind. It's like, Pocahontas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's like just holding his face, singing it. Like, what? Okay, the Krypton, the colors, not the Pocahontas colors. The colors of Krypton in the TV show kind of look kind of weird in a dark way.
It was yellow.
I think that was your TV.
It was from my TV, right?
It was like blue, right?
It depends.
On the TV, it was like yellow.
Inside whatever dome they had in Kandor, it was all yellowish.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, why is
that? And then outside of that dome, then they had like the bluish because it was.
Because he's like, falling.
They had like an ice age or something like that.
Oh, he's falling. Oh, grandpa. Anyways.
She hates DC people. She really does.
I do not hate DC.
Yes, you do.
I do not. I like Superman.
You like Henry Cavill, which is different.
Yeah. You know what? And his great grandfather is sexy in the TV show too.
Oh my god.
He kept me watching. That's for sure. I was like, ay.
Oh my god. I don't care about the story. I just care about the main character.
I'll be your Krypton.
I'll be your Krypton. Some Kryptonian meat. Anyways, I really loved it. And the visuals were great. I was expecting, since it wasn't sci-fi, I was expecting something like, I don't know, like 1995 kind of.
Yeah, I was expecting like some sort of like History Channel type of thing.
But it was great.
What am I watching?
The concept and the connections to, or the throwbacks to Man of Steel. Uh-huh. I loved it.
I also like in between like commercial breaks, they would talk about what they were thinking about in certain scenes and things like that. And I thought that was cool.
And the little details here and there.
Yeah.
There's this first scene when the episode starts, and there's Val walking.
I love the way that they in the behind scenes, like they present all the, you know, the setup and how they made it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see that it's not everything CGI. It's they made it. They took the time to select everything and just create. And I love that. I love it.
Yeah, and you see the guy sprinkling like snow on the floor. Just like, what?
Even my dog was happy to see the Fortress of Solitude. I named my dog Krypto. Krypto,
not Krypto.
He was watching Krypto.
He doesn't even know his name.
Yeah.
What's my dog's name?
It was great.
What do you think about the actual story, though? Because I feel like it was a little slow.
At first time.
Yeah.
You know, like the first half.
Yeah.
The first half, exactly.
It was like the second act. It was kind of slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was, they had to cramp it up for like, what, 45 minutes?
Fighting a lot, man. He was like just fighting all the time.
Like a troublemaker.
Yeah. I was like, can you stop fighting? And like, I don't know, give me some content. I don't know what's going on right now.
His status in the council.
Exactly. And they like rip it out.
Yeah.
Their like legacy as a family. Yeah. So he was fighting because of that.
Also, you know what's interesting? I think in Superman, they always tell you what a great like planet Krypton was, and then you talk to like, you know, Kal-El's dad, and then in the Fortress of Solitude, and he's telling, you know, he's acting like this really like wise old man.
He wasn't talking with Jor-El.
He did.
That was Adam Strange.
No, I'm not talking about in Krypton. I'm talking about like in the movie, in the comics. Yeah, when Superman himself is talking to his dad. And he's like this old wise man. And then like they send you to Krypton in this TV show, and it's like, oh, Krypton's really messed up.
Remember,
they have a utopia kind of thing.
It's 200 years before.
I know, it was just kind of weird, because I understand that it's sci-fi and so they can make up whatever story they want.
Yeah, but that's part of the show. That's what's important about the show. They're gonna show you how Krypton was 200 years ago and how they got to whatever Jor-El's vision was. Because from Krypton to Man of Steel, the technology is greatly improved. A lot. Especially like the guards, like the army that they had, they look like they're gonna play paintball. I hated that.
Hold on, I gotta put Emmett's thing in here. Hold on.
What Emmett thing?
I hated it. All right, there we go. Why doesn't anyone have guns? All right, that's all we needed. Emmett's back. All right.
Yeah, I think I loved it. I don't know the details. Brainiac. You were sleeping, but I was there. And when I saw Brainiac,
you were sleeping, Melissa.
That first
no, I wasn't. No, it wasn't, because he saw first the episode, and then we saw it together.
Yeah, but
so you couldn't wait for her.
No,
no, it was there. You know, because he can answer my questions. So.
Yeah, she kept asking questions. But when I saw Brainiac, and I saw like the vision that I had in my head that I was reading about it, that it was Jeff Johns' concept of it, I almost cried.
I did like Brainiac a lot.
And the way he talked, and I like had the collections of all the
That's what I like. I liked all the collections that he had.
God, why didn't they use this in Man of Steel?
It was so cool. And he was like, they were talking about him. And
he was there for like what? Like
2 seconds?
10 seconds?
But it was cool. And then they showed you how they transformed him into Brainiac in one of the commercial breaks.
It's I loved it. I can't wait until it takes Candor.
Yeah.
But I hope they keep at it. And I hope they don't run out of stories. Because, it's 200 years. But they need to... They already put a big villain in it.
Yeah.
Like, it's Brainiac. What else can you put in?
Yeah, exactly. And, you can think, Doomsday or something like that.
Well, yeah.
But then you're like, but what else can you really do with that if it's before Superman?
But they can put Doomsday, because Doomsday was around a long time where they were, creating him.
Before Superman? Yeah, but what would it have to do with Krypton? The whole show is named Krypton. Well, he's going to come over and do the same thing.
In some versions, he was created in Krypton. The scientist that created Doomsday just threw him on a hostile planet, and then he will die, and then he will come back, and he will remember how he died, and then he would adapt to that, and he won't die the same way.
Okay, but how does that story would go to Krypton? How could you make that look interesting?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Maybe he threw Doomsday in a...
Bag of toxic waste.
F up part of Krypton just to test them out, and then the Kryptonian, the Kandorian's army have to go there and deal with it in a very harsh way.
Nerdy. I don't know. There were some parts that I love it. I love the part that he cut his hand and just put it in the.
Oh yeah, like when he cut his hand, like a blood in the.
Yes, I love the part
And then it turned into the classic Superman logo
with the tights and everything.
No.
It was like that part to me was like officializing that he is part of that family. Yeah.
The only what do you think about Adam Strange in Krypton? The guy that brought in the Superman cape.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't understand him. No. Who is he exactly? He's okay.
To me, no nerdy.
It's like, why are you here?
It's like,
I saw him and I was like, oh hey.
And then it's like,
and then I was like, why didn't they just send Flash or something?
And that's just that. But then I was like, why is he there? First of all, did Superman send him? Does Superman know what's going on? Number three, and then it's like.
No, but remember that in they are making reference about Superman, but they are not presenting any character of the cape, Justice League or something.
Well, yeah, because it's his dad is an Inhumanian. Yeah,
Superman is still in the series as a cape, but he's in it.
No, I know.
His presence is still there.
I'm just your part that why didn't send Flash or somebody else?
True.
It's just, I think that because they are not included.
Yeah.
They are not included. They're just making reference to Superman that if he doesn't, if the main character doesn't do anything about it, we are going to lose Superman. I love the part that the cape was like...
But disintegrating?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting. It was definitely interesting. It was disintegrating like really slow.
Yeah, I love that part. It's like an hourglass. So he put it in and that was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand what is going on in the future. Because why did Brennan have to go so in the past to why?
Yeah, what had to happen for Brainiac to decide that he wants to destroy Superman before
200 years before?
Yeah, 200 like not even like 5 minutes before. No, 200 years. He could have really just captured Superman in the little thing and made him like his minion or something, right?
Yeah.
But like he decided, no, I'm going to go 200 years into the past and destroy him. Like what? What?
Anyways, I really thought. They better not mess it up. That's what I'm saying. Like, the season one can be good. Brainiac's in it. don't rush it out. But season two, they really have to step it up. They can't give me like, oh yeah, we created Drew Saad. I'm like, is on par with Jor-El's age. How can you? I don't know. They really need to step it up.
Need to make it more interesting. Because I was bored.
They put a big.
You're bored with everything.
Everything they see, you're bored.
No, it's just they need to make good movies, man. But you know what's not boring? When you see Henry Cavill in Justice League without a shirt, looking up at the Flash, like, where you going, Flash? Mm-hmm. Where you going?
And every time you see a Marvel movie, even if it sucked, it's like, oh, it's great. Like Iron Man 2. Oh, it's great.
That's not true.
Yeah.
I don't even remember Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
That's how sad that was. You know which one was bad? It was the one where Pepper Potts became like
Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
See?
That one was bad, but I like Pepper Potts. Anyways, moving on from that, let's talk Ninja Turtles. Okay, so they have released a new
Ninja Turtle.
What is it? Is it a movie or TV show? It's a TV show.
Rise of the Ninja Turtles.
It's a cartoon. Again, like he said, called Rise of the Ninja. What are they doing with the Ninja Turtles?
They just want to make money. Toys.
They look like Rugrats.
They want to make toys.
Poor. And you know what? You know what sucks about making toys?
You know what?
What?
Pun intended. They're not gonna sell that Toys R Us.
I was just gonna say that. I don't know. They look stupid. They look terrible. They look like, I don't know, like a combination of like Rugrats with like Avatar.
And Samurai Jack.
It's like, I don't even know what they're trying to do.
Okay. And they have like the style about the Teen Titans Go.
Yeah.
As a big Ninja Turtle fan, I want to watch it. Like, I saw the trailer, and I'm like, the concept sucks. I hate the concept. I really do. I don't like them. But if I like the Ninja Turtles movies, the new ones, I can like this. Because the animation is pretty dope.
But the Ninja Turtles movies are pretty good. I like them, but...
They were good, but Out of the Shadows should have been the first movie.
Makes sense. I don't know. I think this TV show just looks... It's like they tried to make the Ninja Turtles look extremely adorable instead of, like, you know, like actual characters. And then they made, like, his sensei.
I don't see them.
Splinter?
Yeah, they made Splinter, like, super ugly.
He looks like a naked rat.
Yeah.
Like a naked mole rat.
I'm
a huge Ninja Turtle fan.
Is this Nickelodeon?
Yeah. But the concept is just what the hell?
It's definitely the Nickelodeon of your era. And you know what it reminds me of, actually? It reminds me of, you remember Danny Phantom?
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of. It reminds me of Danny Phantom. It looks kind of like that, right?
Yeah.
Like you're expecting.
It looks like Kim Possible with Danny Phantom.
Yeah. Speaking of which, you know Kim Possible's gonna be like a human movie now?
Oh, it's gonna suck.
It is. Anyways, I don't know. Ninja Turtles doesn't look good. It doesn't look good.
The concept doesn't look good. The animation looks good.
I would say even the story doesn't even look like a story. It looks like they're trying to make it really funny any story.
Well, it's for kids,
obviously,
you know.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Everything that's new for kids just.
But still, even the last show was for kids, and I loved it. I love that they just look like the classic Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's kind of disturbing the way that they are doing the Ninja Turtles now. Like, we have too many different, like...
Series?
Concept? No, concept. Okay. We have, like, too many different ones. We don't have even doesn't look to the first one anymore.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I don't know. I think
they went too far.
They ran out of options. They're just remaking.
They remind me of the live action series they did that they had a sister and they looked super weird. That's what it reminds me of.
And then Emmett just joined. I hate the animation. the animation is terrible. Why don't they have guns?
Oh, they want to do it right, for money.
Everything's about money.
Everything's about money. Money this and money that. We love you.
It's okay, Amen. Anyways. Okay, and then there's the Teen Titans movie, which is pretty much the same thing as the... I hate the Teen Titans Go. I hate them with a passion. They are terrible. They ruined the Teen Titans. I like
they the old... ruin it. It's just, it's another aspect of the Teen Titans. And it's like, it's created... I think that is created with another purpose. It's not the same purpose like the, you know, we are all... serious people, we don't do anything wrong.
I know,
we want to be better.
I like the whole storyline of the old Ninja Turtles. Like, you know, they follow the story with Raven. Teen Titans with Raven and her dad, you know, and what Raven was to become. But then with this one, it's like, oh, that's funny. We're just making butt jokes and fart jokes.
You cannot compare the old Teen Titans with this one. So you cannot compare them.
I know, but this one doesn't even...
with a different way to be.
It doesn't even have good content, though.
Cyborg is the, you know...
I'm gonna be honest. Every time I travel to my offices, I watch it, and there's actually funny stuff in it. Not everything is great. Like the 80s episode, I laughed so hard because of the song, and then it stuck into me in my head.
I laughed so hard every single time that I see Cyborg singing the song. It's like, it's so stupid, but I don't know why I laugh a lot.
Yeah,
because
the animation and the concept, it looks awesome. Like this boy is this 80s boy with mohawk. It looks awesome. Like Robin Sane. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And then there was another episode about it where Darkseid, like, he got the Justice League captain.
Really?
And then he was speaking like this is Darkseid voice.
Like the normal voice.
Yeah. And then Starfire just went in, like, right in front of us, like, do you want some medicine for your throat? And that's like, yeah, this has been killing me. And then he started talking like normally. It wasn't threatening anymore. That made me laugh so hard.
It's not scary anymore. You're not scary anymore.
You know, the only episode I watched was the one where the Teen Titans were talking to this one guy who was telling them that they aren't anything like the old Teen Titans, and then they go back to the old Teen Titans.
Yeah.
That was the only episode that I watched, and it was actually kind of funny.
I think that's why I like this show, because they are like random. They do this random stuff that I like it and makes me laugh. And it's like this moment that you're not thinking about anything. You're just watching that and just laughing at that. It's just that.
So would you go watch the movie?
Yeah.
Really?
Of course.
Really? Yes. What about you?
I would go.
Oh my God.
No, you watch every single movie. So
I'm a big DC fan, okay? And the only one thing I can say about Teen Titans Go that they got right is the reference to the other, to the extended DC universe. Like, there's always something about everyone else in the series hidden somewhere.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, they have plushes. They have toys, like Batman toys, Darkseid toys, Superman toys, like Adam Strange toys. It has everything on it, on the background.
Speaking of which, who is Adam Strange? Is he like, because he said Adam Strange, I was like, is that Doctor Strange's son?
No.
Who is Adam Strange?
He's a time traveler, I think.
That's all he has?
I don't remember.
That's all he's got.
I remember that in the Justice League.
Is that his power, time traveling?
Yeah, like in the Justice League movie. In the Justice League Unlimited series, he had like a jetpack with a gun. It's like, you remember Space Ace?
Uh huh.
Do you remember Space Ace?
Yes, I remember Space Ace.
You remember it?
Yes, I have it on my phone, actually.
Save me! Ah, I love that game. just like that.
He's like, basically. I'm coming. Sound effects by David.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm gonna watch it. I'll probably bring our cousin, Alec, Mini Me.
And Ariana.
If you don't know Ariana, they're gonna love it. But
actually, they show me that show.
They showed you that show.
Alex.
Yeah, and I started
talking about that show
with them.
Just talking about a little something. Have you guys been seeing Final Space?
No, what is that?
It's produced by Conan. It's a new series about this dude that he went to jail. I don't remember what he did, but the prison is a spaceship.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's hilarious because he's been there for like, I think it was like 15 years or 10 years, something like that, or 5 years, I don't remember. And every time the way they do things there is like the ship, it has AI. There's no one in the ship. There's always AI and robots. And then if he does something good, he earns a cookie. It's hilarious.
Is it chocolate chip?
Yeah, is it chocolate chip?
Is it chocolate? Because I want chocolate chip.
And then he says something stupid, and the AI is like, nope, you're not getting cookies. He gets so desperate. I love it.
Oh my
God. You should watch it. We should talk about that now on our next podcast.
All right. All right. So then next time we will be talking about God of War.
Yeah.
The new one, which comes out, April 20th?
April 20th.
Are you excited?
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited.
But this is not, because I'm going to spend $60 on it. Mm-hmm. But I love you.
Okay.
She's like, I don't care.
I love that game.
I like the other. Yeah, the old ones are really good. He's like, it's never enough.
It's never enough, Melissa.
Okay.
I stopped playing Destiny for a while.
Yeah.
I need to take a break.
And Overwatch.
Because now I'm playing Sea of Thieves. I'm a pirate now. I'm a pirate now. And I love it.
And we got this on recording, cops, if you want to come on over and get David.
What?
What? We're talking about Sea of Thieves.
Oh, my God.
I was like, he's a computer pirate. I'm just kidding. That's what I thought we were going with this.
No,
but I guess not.
You watched me play like 5 minutes ago.
I did.
And then you were like, hurry up. And I was like, I have to get the treasure.
The podcast is more important. Anyways.
My ship sank while I was carrying my treasure. I got my first money.
Oh, so you're not going to wear sandals anymore.
Men's sandals are terrible. Anyways, back to this. So we'll be talking about God of War next time. And, whatever else we found or anything else they'll release, which hopefully will be a lot. I need them to release another, trailer for,
Oh, I forgot to tell you.
Incredibles. What?
Back to the Avengers again. I was in Instagram, and I followed the Hot Toys collection. And they gave me spoilers. I know who's gonna be in the freaking Hulkbuster suit.
Who is it?
Bruce Banner. I kid you not. They had a promotion. It's like, here's our new toys.
So the Hulk is in the Hulkbuster.
Here's the Hulkbuster, and here's the combo with Hulkbuster and Bruce Banner. I'm like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, so Bruce Banner.
Smack him.
Bruce Banner is gonna be like. Gonna get mad. He's gonna get really claustrophobic, and then Hulk's gonna come up, break the suits, and be like, "What the hell's going on, man?"
Yeah. That's the last Avengers thing we're gonna talk about until the movie comes out,
or until they release a new trailer. Which I doubt it because but I can dream, can't I? Or until we watch the movie because I got our ticket. I'm so excited. They're sold out and everything. I'm like, no, they're not.
I got you.
Woo-hoo. Anyways, all right, we will be signing off with
Melissa,
the great Dave.
Okay, and Nishma. All right, we'll catch you next time on the flip side.
Nerdy news. Oh my God.